A mass shooting occurred last evening in Lewiston. The number of dead and wounded is unclear this morning. People in Androscoggin County are being told to shelter in place and lock their doors. Area schools and government offices there will be closed today. Maine Public Safety Commissioner Michael Soschuk addressed reporters late last night.
At approximately 6:56 this evening, a couple of shooting incidents occurred here with multiple casualties in the city of Lewiston.
Police have identified a 40-year-old Bowdoin man as a person of interest in yesterday's mass shooting. Robert R. Card was allegedly a firearms instructor who recently experienced mental health issues. Kevin Miller reports.
Hundreds of police were still searching for Card early Thursday morning. Commissioner Michael Soschuk with the Maine Department of Public Safety declined to provide any additional details about Card during a press conference late Wednesday night.
Card is considered armed and dangerous. He is a person of interest, however, and that's what we'll label him at moving forward until that changes.
But the Associated Press reported that a Maine State Police intelligence bulletin sent to law enforcement agencies identified Card as a firearms trainer connected with a U.S. Army Reserve unit in Saco. A state police spokesperson did not independently confirm that bulletin with Maine Public Radio early Thursday. The AP says Card recently reported mental health issues, including hearing voices, and had threatened a military base in Saco. The bulletin says Card was also reportedly committed for 2 weeks to a mental health facility last summer. A vehicle of interest has also been located in Lisbon, and police were asking Lisbon residents to shelter in place. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Maine Medical Center says the hospital and other Maine health facilities are being closed today to non-hospital personnel and non-patients. Maine Medical Center says it didn't receive one patient transported from Central Maine Medical Center last night. Southern Maine is shutting down in the wake of last night's mass shooting in Lewiston. To facilitate the manhunt and keep people safe, officials have advised people in Androscoggin County to shelter in place. But shutdowns have spread much farther, to Portland, where schools and nearly all government buildings are closed, to Freeport, where L.L. Bean is closed until 11 this morning, and Hannaford, which says its supermarkets statewide will stay closed until 10 o'clock this morning. More now from Patty White.
At a news conference at Lewiston City Hall late Wednesday, Maine's Commissioner of Public Safety Mike Soschuk said he could not release many details, including the number of casualties, because it was a fluid situation.
And our focus is on the investigation and getting this right the first time.
Soschuk said the shootings began just before 7 p.m. Lewiston police say the shootings took place at two locations about 4 miles apart, Schmengi's Bar and Grill and a bowling alley known as Spare Time Recreation. Officials have identified a person of interest and released his photo on social media, 40-year-old Robert Card of Bowdoin, who is considered armed and dangerous. They also say they've recovered a vehicle of interest in Lisbon. There was a heavy police presence in Lewiston and Auburn Wednesday night, including around Central Maine Medical Center, where family members gathered to find information about loved ones. A woman who declined to give her name said she came after she received an upsetting phone call from her sister.
And said, I am in an active shooting situation right now, and I'm hovered in the back of the bar. He's got a gun. We're trying to shut the lights off. I want to tell everybody that I love them, and I gotta go.
Maine Medical Center said Wednesday that at least one patient would be transported to their hospital, and staff were prepared for more. A reunification center was set up at Auburn Middle School Wednesday evening for friends and relatives to share and receive information. Many area schools will be closed on Thursday, along with Lewiston municipal offices and some businesses.
I'm profoundly saddened to stand before you today to report that 18 people lost their lives and 13 people injured in last night's attacks. In memory of those we lost and in honor of those who were injured, President Biden and I have ordered all U.S. flags and State of Maine flags to be lowered to half staff immediately for the next 5 days. Maine State Police have issued a shelter-in-place order for Lewiston, Lisbon, and Bowdoin as the manhunt for that person of interest, Robert Card of Bowdoin, continues. I will let law enforcement speak to the ongoing manhunt and to their investigation, but Mr. Card is considered armed and dangerous, and police advise that Maine people should not approach him under any circumstances.
There is an arrest warrant for 8 counts of murder for Mr. Card. And the reason it's 8 counts, because 10 people have not yet been identified. As those people are identified, the counts will probably go to the total of 18.
For years, people in Maine have watched from a compassionate distance as other American states experienced mass shootings. Now, Maine has lost its innocence. As we just heard from Governor Mills and law enforcement leaders, 18 are confirmed dead, 13 injured, after shootings at 2 locations in Lewiston, a bowling alley and a bar. The person of interest in the case is still at large. Homes and businesses throughout the state are on lockdown. Schools are closed. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on Maine Calling, we discuss what the Lewiston-Auburn area and the people of Maine face going forward as we grapple with the horrible news. Joining us now, Deputy News Director Susan Sharon, calling from the news conference that we just heard live on our air. Susan, you were on the scene reporting last night, and I know you've been up all night. Tell us what you saw and heard.
I have never seen anything like this in all my years of reporting, Jen. Just a very heavy, heavy police presence. It unfolded last night with those of us who live in the Lewiston-Auburn area getting texts on our phone to shelter in place, that there was an active shooter in Lewiston and that we should lock our doors and stay at home. That's how it began. And then it turned out there was some confusing information at first about the number of scenes involved in Lewiston. What we now know is that there were 2 of them. The first calls started coming into the communication center in Lewiston just before 7 o'clock, that there was a shooting at the Spare Time Recreation. It's now goes by a new name in Lewiston. And then a few minutes after that, a bunch of 911 calls were received from people who were at Schmangi's Bar and Grill. It's about 4 miles away from the bowling alley in Lewiston. So that's how it started to unfold. And after that, it was just a very tense, very chaotic situation. There was just a huge police presence everywhere in Lewiston, Auburn, just all kinds of sirens going up and down the road. You were able to travel on the road, but people were, you know, as a person in the media that were asking you to get away from the scenes and get into a safe place. There were people gathered outside Central Maine Medical Center, where Patty White, my colleague, and I were last night. Some of those people were then taken to another location. It was just helicopters in the air flying overhead, coming to the hospital, transporting people, just unlike anything I've ever seen, and so many police just everywhere.
Susan, you said you spent a lot of time at Central Maine Medical Center. I can only imagine the anguish of the families waiting outside.
Yeah, we were not there a long time because, you know, obviously it's very distressing, very heartbreaking situation for the people there. Patty was able to speak to a couple of people. I was able to speak to one young man who was awaiting word on his father, who had worked at Schmangi's, and he and his mom did not know what the father's condition was. So, yes, very upsetting. Later, there was a reunification center set up at the Auburn Middle School as a place for people to go so that they could find out information about their relatives, reunify them if it worked out well. Some people, of course, we were told by Mayor Levesque, Jason Levesque of Auburn, was that some people found out that their relatives did not make it. So it's very distressing.
We're going to go now to Senator Angus King, U.S. Senator Angus King, who is calling from Auburn City Hall. Senator King, thanks for calling in. What do you want to say to the people of Maine right now?
Well, this is one of the hardest days I can ever remember in Maine, and it's shocking, saddening, and also there's fear in the air, Jennifer, between Lewiston and over toward Brunswick and Bodenham. This guy is still out there, so we're still living under the shadow of an armed and very dangerous person, but You know, I think one of the reasons this is so hard is that Maine has a long history of being one of the safest states in the country. The governor mentioned this in her remarks. Actually, I learned recently that we have the second lowest rate of gun crimes in the country until last night.
Good evening. I'm Carol Bousquet with Maine Public Radio News. State and federal law enforcement officials say they're still searching for the Bowdoin man they believe is responsible for what appears to be the worst mass shooting in Maine history. Authorities are providing little information about the ongoing manhunt, but they provided a timeline of the shootings that killed 18 people and wounded 13 others at two different locations in Lewiston over a short period Wednesday evening. Steve Missler has more.
Governor Janet Mills and police officials would not discuss the shooter's potential motives, the weapon he used, or details of a search that the Maine State Police say involves 350 law enforcement officials, including the FBI. Mills, her voice raspy from a long night of briefings, said much was still not known about the shootings, but she vowed to commit significant resources to apprehend the suspect, Robert Card.
The full weight of my administration is behind law enforcement's efforts to capture the person of interest, Robert Card, to hold whoever is responsible for this atrocity accountable under the full force of state and federal law, and to seek full justice for the victims and their families.
Card is a 40-year-old man from Bowdoin and a U.S. Army reservist. The New York National Guard confirmed to NPR that Card was removed from a military training camp in July after he was seen, quote, behaving erratically, unquote. Yet little is known about what happened to Card after he was sent to Keller Army Community Hospital for medical evaluation. Also not known is how he might have come into possession of the assault-style rifle that was captured on security footage at the Lewiston bowling alley, where six men and one woman were ultimately killed Wednesday evening.
Those are all valid questions, and certainly questions that we are looking into now, but not questions that we can answer today.
Maine Department of Public Safety Commissioner Michael Soschuk.
Our reality for today is that this suspect is still at large, and we want to provide community support for the victims, for the families, and the communities across the state. But we also have an incredibly strong, laser-like focus on bringing this suspect into custody and ultimately to justice.
Maine State Police Colonel William Ross said that Card is currently facing 8 counts of murder, a number likely to rise after police identify the other 10 victims. Ross also sketched a rough timeline of the attacks. He said the first call of an active shooter at Just-in-Time Recreation came in shortly before 7 p.m., and that reports of another shooting 4 miles away at Schmengi's Bar and Grill came about 12 minutes later. Ross did not release the names of the victims and instead provided numbers of men and women killed at the bowling alley and the bar.
The victims at the Just-in-Time establishment, 7 people are deceased there, 1 female and 6 males, all from an apparent gunshot wound. Victims at the Schmegley's Billiards, 8 are deceased, 7 males inside the establishment, 1 male outside of the establishment. Again, also apparent gunshot wounds.
Ross said 3 more victims died after being transported to local hospitals. The press conference at Lewiston City Hall marked the first time that law enforcement officials had confirmed the number of casualties. As of Wednesday afternoon, the suspect was still at large, and shelter-in-place orders were implemented for all of Androscoggin and Sagadahoc counties. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Officials at Central Maine Medical Center in Lewiston say they're currently caring for 8 patients wounded in the mass shooting on Wednesday night. Chief Medical Officer John Alexander said this Thursday afternoon that 5 patients are stable and 3 are in critical condition. In the aftermath of the shootings, Alexander says the hospital took in 14 patients within 45 minutes.
We had approximately 50 providers, nurses, respiratory therapists working tirelessly on the patients that we were seeing here. At one point, had 7 patients in our ORs.
He says the severity of the injuries are unprecedented for the hospital. 3 patients died. 1 was transferred to Maine Medical Center and has since been discharged. Another was transferred to St. Mary's Regional Medical Center. Alexander declined to release information about the ages of the patients. We're starting to learn more details about some of the 18 people killed in Lewiston Wednesday night, the worst mass shooting in Maine history. At a news conference Thursday morning, police said they were still trying to identify 10 of the victims. And for families who lost loved ones or who are awaiting word about whether they've survived, the pain is especially acute. Susan Sharon has more.
Bob and Lucille Violette, both in their 70s, bowled every week, like clockwork, according to their former daughter-in-law, Jessica Dubois of Leeds.
He runs a youth bowling. He's the one who started it. And Lucy bowls on Wednesdays.
So Dubois said when she started seeing Facebook messages Wednesday night about a mass shooting at the Just-in-Time Recreation Center in Lewiston, she knew the couple would be there for youth bowling league. And she was instantly afraid.
And I knew pretty much automatically that Bob would be one to get shot because he's a hero. He's a protector. So if that in a veteran. So I knew for sure that he would throw himself in front of children and his wife.
Dubois says she later learned from her former sister-in-law that Bob had been killed, trying to save the people around him. As a devoted coach, she says he wouldn't have hesitated to risk his own life. But despite the family's desperate search of hospitals, calls to local officials, and a visit to a family reunification center in Auburn, they still can't locate Lucille, and they don't know what her condition is.
One of the things that we had heard is that Lucy got shot in the back, but we don't have any information on that, so we don't know.
Dubois says the Violettes are kind and gentle people and devoted grandparents to her two kids, ages 13 and 15. And that was another difficult task she's had to contend with, tell both kids the news. She says her daughter confronted her early this morning after finding out there was no school.
She got up at 6 and she came in and said, "We no school today?" I said, "No." She says, "Because of the shooting?" And I said, "Yes." She went to the bathroom and then she came flying back out. She said, "Did Grandpa get shot?" And I was like, "Yes, honey, she did. He did." And she says, "Is he dead?" So that was very difficult.
Like so many others in Maine today, Dubois says she and her children are struggling with grief and with the frightening revelation that even one of the safest states in America is no longer immune to gun violence on a massive scale. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
Yesterday's mass shooting and ongoing manhunt has forced schools, municipal offices, and businesses around Maine to close today. Nicole LaGrisco reports.
All Bureau of Motor Vehicle branches across Maine are closed, as are court offices in Lewiston and Auburn. Many school districts beyond Lewiston, Lisbon, and Bowdoin have decided to close Thursday as well, including those in Portland, Augusta, and Waterville. Shanna Cox, president of the L.A. Chamber of Commerce, says businesses of all sizes in Lewiston are closed while a shelter-in-place order remains in effect.
There's a lot of businesses that are small and operate on a margin, and losing days of work and sales is impactful, but it is not nearly as impactful as the impact that we're seeing to our employees, to our friends, to our family, to our clients, to our customers.
Cox says some food purveyors in the area may be quietly opening and coordinating with emergency management officers so that they can feed first responders. Hannaford has closed stores in Auburn, both Brunswick locations, Gray, Lewiston, Mechanic Falls, Topsom, Turner, and Yarmouth. L.L. Bean has closed its flagship store in Freeport, along with its corporate headquarters, fulfillment center, and manufacturing facilities in Brunswick and Lewiston. The University of Maine has canceled classes in Orono and Machias. The University of Southern Maine has canceled classes on all of its campuses. And the Lewiston campus remains closed. Bowdoin and Bates Colleges are closed. Bates has also postponed inauguration events for its new president. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole LaGrisco.
We'll be right back.